There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You may have read a few days ago about an operation on a high school student to save her jaw. A 3D printed substitute was used to maintain her look, function and lifestyle. And in the studio now, the company that was responsible for the 3D printed part, Julian Callanan, is founder and managing director of Cintarex, is with us. Good morning to you, Julian.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. I mean, explain to me why a 3D printed part was needed in the first place.
Okay, so perhaps we can start with talking about the patient. And the patient, as you mentioned, was a 17-year-old girl who presented with ossifying fibroma, which is a fast-growing, non-malignant growth on her jaw. And unfortunately, it was necessary to do a partial removal of her jaw, which left us with a problem to solve. And it's essentially at this stage that Dr. Khalid Gandour, who's the lead maxillofacial surgeon at Dubai Health Authority, came to us to see if we could get involved and help him to solve this particular challenge.
Talk about the timeline on this. I mean, from the point of a diagnosis and the recognition that a 3D printed part could be part of that solution, what timescale are we talking about for molds, printing, delivery, fitting, etc.?
Yeah, the actual timeline itself is quite extensive because there's lots of recovery periods between for the patient for the bone to recover. But the actual printing and production process itself is extremely quick. For the titanium 3D printing of a custom implant such as this, for example, it's a 20-hour printing process. The planning probably takes longer than the actual printing and production. So the software planning could take kind of 2 days to bring everything together.
So in other words, if it was an emergency and the health care authority said, look, we need this, you 2 days to get it to the hospital or wherever it may be.
Yeah, this type of technology is not really used for emergency A&E scenarios. It's more used for rehabilitation afterwards. So if there was, say, a car crash and someone had a badly damaged jaw, they'd go to A&E, they'd get the kind of emergency fixing done, and then we'd get involved afterwards to do the aesthetic outcome.
When I think 3D printing, I tend to think plastic, but you mentioned titanium there. How many different metals or plastics can you print in?
Well, for metals, any metal that you can melt can be printed. So we're actually the first company in the Middle East to commercially deploy metal 3D printing technology. We're the eighth company in the world to have the metal 3D printer that we have. And the metals which we're looking at are specifically for healthcare applications, which is chrome cobalt, which has a dental application, and then titanium, which has a medical application.
And whereabouts in Dubai are you doing this printing?
We're in Jebel Ali Industrial Area in a warehouse. Yeah.
A warehouse doing medical printing. Yeah. How many cases such as this do you think that 3D printing could play a crucial role in medical?
Yeah, this specific technique is growing in popularity and actually used to be used quite a long time ago, in the kind of 40, 50 years ago, but they didn't have enough of the digital technology and digital manufacturing technologies to be able to do a really good and accurate job, so it was kind of forgotten about. So now what we're seeing with the increase in the improvement of technology for designing these type of implants and also for producing these type of implants, we're seeing a growth in their popularity.
I'm fascinated by the business model. You were working in consulting a couple of years ago, then you set up this company. What's the capital expenditure, the CapEx, to get this machine? If there's only eight in the world, it's not going to be cheap. And how many of these things can you do a year? This is a very high profile case, but clearly you need volume as well.
Yeah, I mean, the machine is expensive. It's not kind of crazy expensive. It's not Kylie Jenner type billions billions expensive, but
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, let's say in the region of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then the challenge then is that you have mass customized manufacturing, which is the 3D printing industrial model. So everything that we're producing is customized specifically for a patient, which means that everything there needs to be obviously a patient there to be able to create that demand for the machine. So it's all about building the cases, building out our customer base as well.
And are insurance companies, for example, happy to approve 3D printed parts that you are producing, because not all, but many medical cases require insurance approval?
Yeah, exactly. That's the big challenge which we have here at the moment in this particular market is to work with the insurance companies and help them understand the benefits of a 3D printed solution. In fact, it actually saves money when you look at the life cycle of treatment, decreasing time in the operating theatre, for example. And then medical research shows that patients with 3D printed custom implants also show better long-time progress as well.
With only eight of these printers around the world, I presume you're the only one in the Gulf, are you?
So let me be clear. We're eighth company in the world to get our particular printer, but there's much more of them now available as well.
So are you the only one available in the Gulf? So are you doing Gulf-wide business?
Yeah, exactly. So our customer base actually goes from South Africa to Saudi Arabia, Pakistan. So we're 2 years old as a business. In a very short time, we've been able to build an international footprint.
I would imagine with such a sort of big capex that you're probably not profitable yet, but how close are you?
I'd say we're on a very fast growth trajectory. We're just turned two, so we're 2 years old. Year one to year two, we grew at around 135% year-on-year growth. We look at a similar rate of growth into year three. And by the end of the year, I think we should be washing our face. But profitability is always a choice, right? It's always a choice between building out infrastructure and capacity to build more revenue in the future.
Well, we look forward to having you in the future to talk about that profitability, Julian. Thank you for coming in this morning. Julian Callanan, the founder and managing director of Synterex, who did the 3D printed jaw for a young schoolgirl to help her life improvement. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.